Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people and bringing you the latest on what is happening in the land of Israel and parts of the Middle East during these difficult times of war. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners the latest on Israel?
Certainly. Again, for a third week in a row, fires broke out in Israel. One in a valley near Jerusalem, another in northern Israel, and a third deliberately started near a military outpost in the Nablus area in the region of Samaria. And in a battle in Gaza, 20-year-old Staff Sergeant Danilo Mukanu fell, tragically in a building that collapsed after an explosive device was detonated.
That's tragic. Is there anything else to report?
Yes. In accordance to protocol, sirens were sounded and heard many times in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem these past few days. Missiles launched from the Houthis in Yemen, as well as some missiles from Gaza. Most times, the sirens went off in the middle of the night, sending millions of Israelis out of bed and into safe rooms and bomb shelters. Since mid-March this year, the Houthis launched over 35 ballistic missiles and at least 10 drones at Israel. Several have fallen short. Pieces of one of the intercepted missiles landed south of Bethlehem. By the way, when a missile is intercepted over the skies of Israel, the explosion is extremely loud. This is distressful for parents and children, Holocaust survivors. Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet are working to exhaust every opportunity for a deal to end the fighting, which would include the release of the hostages, the expulsion of Hamas terrorists, and the disarmament of the Gaza Strip.
They have been fighting for a long time, haven't they?
Oh, yes. This is the longest war fought by the reunified Israel in the past 77 years, after almost 600 days since October 7th.
Is there any good news to report, Suzanne?
Well, it's somewhat of a good report. Surprisingly, the family of Private Arthur Gesner, an IDF soldier who fell in the War of Independence in 1949, were told his buried body was located in the region of Judea. In 1949, that region was part of the nation of Jordan. On a separate matter, President Herzog attended the inauguration ceremony of Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican. He wore a sticker on his suit marking the number of days the hostages have been held in brutal captivity in Gaza, showing a gesture of solidarity with the families. The president thanked the Pope for choosing to begin his papacy with a call for the immediate return of all hostages held in Gaza. President Herzog also extended an invitation to Pope Leo to visit the Holy Land.
That is good news. Is there anything else?
Well, interestingly, the Prime Minister's office reported a covert operation by the Mossad, which is Israel's intelligence and counterintelligence operations agency. They returned 2,500 documents, photos, and personal items of Israel's master spy, Eli Cohen, who was executed in Syria in 1965. His belongings were found inside tunnels and huge safes. Eli Cohen is a national hero. Prime Minister Netanyahu met with Eli's wife, Nadia, and presented her with many belongings, 60 years to the day of her late husband's execution. That is astounding.
It sure is. Anything else before you provide the prayer points today?
Tragically, in Washington, D.C., at an event at the Jewish Museum, a man driven by anti-Semitism murdered a beautiful young Jewish couple as they left the building. 28-year-old Yaron from Jerusalem and 26-year-old Sarah from Kansas, both employees at the Israeli embassy in D.C., were shot in cold blood. Yaron had bought a ring and was going to propose to Sarah. Tragically, he never got the chance. Ironically, they were attending a panel discussing humanitarian solutions to the crisis in the Middle East and North Africa, including Gaza. So with that heartbreaking news, here are this week's prayer points. Protection over the Jewish people in our nation and the nations of the world. Education and policies to combat anti-Semitism. For Israel's strategy and wisdom and unity for Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet. Physical and mental strength for the soldiers. Comfort for the families who lost loved ones, especially your own and Sarah's families. Comfort to the moms and children whose husband, father are off fighting terrorism in Gaza again as a reservist. Continued protection from the Iron Dome that intercepts the missiles before they reach their intended targets. The return of the hostages. Hamas to surrender along with its weapons. And finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And remember, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.